A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, mate.
How
no, not you,
doing?
I'm talking to them. The podcasters.
Sorry, mate.
The podcastettes.
Sorry.
The pedettes.
Sorry, mate.
Happy Friday.
Friday already,
Jay.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, not you. Them. I'm talking to them. It's always them. All right, I've seen you. Right. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today. Best show on TalkSport by none. 4 o'clock alongside Darren Benn. What? What's the matter? Oh, I forgot about your show. What show are you doing overnight? It's with Paul Ross.
Yes. Oh, great show that, by the way.
Oh.
Why are you still with Paul Ross?
Don't get me wrong. Broadcasting legend, Paul Ross.
You poo-pooing a little bit.
No, I'm not. We're just pretending that you're doing overnights. You'd do that show, mate.
I would.
You go see that opening of an envelope, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And why not? Be a good envelope. Now, for the first time ever, this man has announced he's leaving PSG.
No, I'm not leaving anyone, Stinks. What? Stink, I'm not leaving.
You're not at PSG.
No, I'm staying. I'm not leaving.
Who's that meant to be?
I'm not leaving.
Who's that meant to be?
I'm not leaving.
Oh, from Wolf Wall Street.
I'm not leaving. Well, unless they ask me to.
I meant this man.
Little give and go. Mbappe's in. Oh, it's 2-2. He scored twice in 2 minutes. And Kylian Mbappe has turned the World Cup final on his head.
That's nice of him. Oh, thanks for that, Kylian. Oh, he's let them know, has he? Oh, what? Not a lovely gesture.
Are you going after Kylian, are you?
Honestly. Look, to be fair, right, he's pulled their pants down.
Yeah.
I thought their pants might be pulled down again.
Did you?
Yeah. But
he's
clearly
not very loud, is he? You could say he's killing me softly.
Oh, Stinks, that's good.
Do you like that?
That's
I just
good.
That. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Go on, sing it.
Singing my life with his words.
Killing me. No, I don't know how it goes.
That's good. France strike, as we heard there, killing me softly, and Mbappe has told PSG intends to leave the club at the end of the season. Oh, well done, you. Thanks, Kylian.
Well done.
Oh, what a lovely gesture. What a good
The
lad.
Forward has a one-year extension clause. You had a little one-year extension, didn't you?
I had an extension clause.
Yeah, I thought so.
I didn't take it.
So it's expected his departure will involve either a sale with a transfer fee or financial sacrifices on the player's part.
Hold on. He's going to financially sacrifice something.
Yeah.
No, he's not. I don't think anything's been sacrificed there. European football expert Kevin Hatchard, how are we, chaps? Well, join kickoff to give the latest.
Well, I think the Saudi Pro League's unlikely when you consider that he didn't even talk to the Saudi negotiators last time. So I don't think that's a move he's interested in. I think he is very much interested in legacy and what he can achieve in his career. And at the moment, the Saudi Pro League, the quality of that league is nowhere near where it needs to be, I don't think, to tempt somebody like Kylian Mbappe. I think it is Real Madrid that he wants, but there are still hurdles to clear in terms of the salary, in terms of the bonuses, in terms of, perhaps more importantly, are Real Madrid happy for him to play at the Olympics? Because that, we're led to believe, is a non-negotiable. But of course, that would have a knock-on effect that he would miss pre-season with Real Madrid or whoever he joins.
Estimated Mbappe, or KM, as I like to call him, owns around 200 million euros a year. How does that compare to your TalkSport deal?
If you take off a zero and remove the M, it's about right.
You get 20 grand a year?
£20.
Oh, 20 quid a year. I was going to say, yeah. It's still a lot of money, isn't it?
It's still a lot of money.
David, the Man City fan, called Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show, oh, the best show on national radio, made a bold statement about Kylian Mbappe potentially moving to his club.
Well, first of all, I want to know if you've been drinking.
Ooh,
why
me?
Why would you want to give Foden away from Man City?
Said that.
Because Mbappe's the best player on the planet.
Man, he isn't. When it comes to the Etihad, they have him in his pocket. He isn't.
When it comes to the World Cup finals, he gets a hat-trick. Messi.
Oh, maybe so, but listen, man. He does nothing only in the French league, doesn't he?
He's only playing in the French league and on the major stage when it's a World Cup final, he does everything.
Oh, so we're going to have him for one game every 4 years, are we?
No, but I'm just saying, you said, what does he do when he goes to the Etihad?
Well, he doesn't do anything when he comes to our place.
I'm pretty sure he did something against you when he was at Monaco.
Well, he did then, I must admit.
All right.
But you ask me who I'm going to trade. I'll give you Kovacic and I'll give you Gomez. And that's the only two I'm going to give you.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Who's a better player, Foden or Mbappe?
All round. Foden,
you can brand it however you want. Who's a better player?
Foden. Phil Foden.
Phil Foden's a better player than Kylian Mbappe, is he?
Yeah, you might laugh at that, but yes, he is.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Crystal Palace say their manager, Roy Hodgson, is stable in hospital after he was taken ill during training yesterday morning.
It was widely reported yesterday that the club are set to sack Hodgson, with the club 15th in the Premier League and 5 points clear of the relegation zone. Former Palace owner Simon Jordan was alongside Jim White and gave his opinion on Hodgson being replaced.
Palace, if they've decided to make a change and they've got a candidate, I'm always in the camp. It's really easy to fire somebody. It's much more difficult to hire. If you believe, and the situation with Roy Hodgson is a different one than a traditional manager, because you know he's going at the end of the season. So what are you treading water for? You might as well make a decision. And if you've got the manager in place that you believe is going to fix the problems both now and in the future,
yeah,
make the decision.
Make the decision.
TalkSport Daily.
And the Palace winger Jeffrey Schlupp also spoke to Jim White about his current manager.
I've been involved in similar situations, and I think everyone knows Roy is obviously been in probably these situations more than I have. He knows what's needed. Everyone's obviously, we're still together. You can see that with our performance against Chelsea, you know, up until the last couple of minutes of the game. Everyone's fighting for each other and pulling for each other, and I'm sure we'll be fine, you know, but it's always a dangerous thing to say, you know. In previous years, teams have gone down that have had better teams, better players than they've shown in the season. But again, you know, we've got the quality, but I think it's time to sort of get a bit dirty and grind some results out before the quality then shows.
TalkSport Daily.
Former Eintracht Frankfurt manager Oliver Glasner has been tipped to take over at Selhurst Park. The German football commentator Konstantin Eckner.
Well done.
Konstantin Eckner.
Well done.
Konstantin told White and Jordan what they could expect.
Yeah. Do you know what I expect of Glasner? I think he'll be mint.
That was very good.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it's very good.
He was quite successful, at least, at Eintracht Frankfurt, winning the Europa League in 2022. He comes from the kind of the Red Bull school of football. I mean, he was born in Salzburg, and he also played there and coached there. So you can see some of these RB Leipzig Red Bull traits in his game: high press, intensity, counter-attacking style. Usually that's why Frankfurt was so successful in the Europa League, because they were usually underdogs against Barcelona and West Ham United. And they were not so successful in the Bundesliga, because they're against the weaker sides. You need to have the ball at times, which didn't really suit Oliver Glasner's game. I mean, you guys might then can assess if his style suits Crystal Palace. I guess so, yes. I think the biggest concern right now is that in his final year at Frankfurt, before that he was kind of known as level-headed, as someone who can get along with the players, but he became quite erratic when things didn't go his way, and things got a little bit dicey at times, and he lashed out at the media and at everyone, basically. So there might be some concern how he deals with pressure.
TalkSport Daily.
Harry Maguire has gone through a tough time at Man United, hasn't he, Jay?
He has gone through a tough time, mate. I mean, he's bounced back, old slabhead. You need, I mean, to deal with, and this is nickname stinks.
Only
so I didn't give it to him.
Slabhead.
Slabhead.
Jeez.
No, it is. It's his
nickname.
Yeah,
fine. I'm not like
And it. He's, I think he's dealt with it pretty well, actually.
He has, Jay.
Do you know what, right?
Yeah.
He's.
Can I say how long this will go on for? Because I'm going to the pub tonight, and it doesn't say anything about you ad-libbing around here.
Oh, sorry, mate. Okay, Gabriel
No, it's my life. Well,
get on with it. Get on with it.
Gabriel Bonhoor was on The Breakfast Show. Demanded an apology from Man United fans.
First of all, I think, you know, Manchester United fans should be singing the praises of Harry Maguire. A lot of Manchester United fans and pundits around the world jumped on the bandwagon when he was going through a little bit of a rough time, like every player does. But I thought recently he's been in great form against Aston Villa. He was such a threat from set pieces. We couldn't deal with him, and he defended very well. I think we forget, Alan, how much of a good player Harry Maguire is. Even on the ball, he's passing. So I think that a lot of Manchester United fans should...
humble pie.
Not even eat humble pie. Give him some praise. You know, everyone's quick to jump on the bandwagon when Harry Maguire's going through a little bit of a tough time. Everyone's making reels about how he's making mistakes. Where are them reels now of him doing well? Where's all the praise? You don't hear it. Man of the match against Aston Villa. You know, he showed. I'm not going to leave Manchester United because people tell me to. I'm not going to go West Ham because people are telling me to. I back myself to get back into that Manchester United team and start putting in top performances again. So credit to Harry Maguire. Credit to his mental health as well. You know, his mind frame of saying, you know what? I'm not going to listen to these guys who want to bully me on social media. I'm going to fight for my place, put in top performances. And look at him now. Proved a lot of people wrong.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, my Drive Time show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show.
Darren Bent's good.
What?
No, nothing.
What did you say?
Benty's...
What? Why do you say that?
Benty's
Who's
great.
Who's Benty? Oh, the fella that sits next to me. We were lucky to be joined by the former Sunderland defender, Phil Bardsley, who told us what actually happened when he infamously knocked out Wayne Rooney.
Well, it was in his house. We'd obviously been out and watched a couple of Super Sunday games and had a skimful. Probably too many of them than what we should have done, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, boys will be boys, and it was a Sunday afternoon. Got a little bit carried away, and then... ended up back at Wayne's house and had a little bit of a spar, and one thing led to another, and the next minute there's blood all over the kitchen and all sorts, and the videos getting sent around, which was obviously a little bit embarrassing from our point of view, considering obviously he was at United at the time and captain. I was at Stoke, so yeah, it was a little bit embarrassing at the time, but it is what it is. It was one of them things where obviously you probably had too many drinks, and we've got in the kitchen as lads do, started having a sleep.
Well, listen, I'm not necessarily a fan of YouTube boxing, but you know, I mean, YouTube, such an iconic moment. So many people have seen that video. I think it'd be brilliant to see both of you have like a...
I think he's obviously got a far bigger name than I have, but I think he'd certainly sell an arena out. I'm sure of that.
Yeah,
I'm watching that.
I'm watching that as well. That'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Bennett. Appreciate that.
So, Jay, who would you like to fight at TalkSport?
Oh, stinks. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Who would you like to fight? One more Billy?
If I want to win, yeah.
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 You'd weave his head into the
canvas.
Who's
the one you wouldn't want to fight?
Huh? Cleaner.
Yeah, he's a big boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to my Drive Time show, Andy Olsen's Drive Time. We were lucky enough to be joined by Matchroom's Eddie Hearn.
And Eddie spoke about a debate that was had earlier on TalkSport. Should we have VAR in boxing, VAR boxing? How's that look like, Stinks?
Well, let's hear from
Eddie. Were the lines out on the canvas?
He poo-pooed it.
He poo-pooed it.
Have a listen.
No, I mean, I think, terrible idea. You know, basically, VAR, which is great for individual incidents in a football match, and you have seen the game slow down considerably, although you are seeing decisions play out in the correct way. In boxing, you know, the drama really is to go to the scorecards. You know, when you got...
Well, Eddie, what about, right, if there's, let's just say for argument's sake, a boxer slips but gets knocked down, or gets knocked down with an elbow, do you think then we should use video refereeing?
In fact, good point. The WBC, one of the governing bodies, do have video replay within their rules. Just not every commission adheres to it.
Oh, okay.
They've also got within their rules something called open scoring, which is really interesting. So after 4 and 8 rounds, the scorecards are made public to the fighters, the corners, and the media and the broadcast.
Like
and you can see where you are in the fight. I like that, you see, because you could be thinking you're winning the fight, then you're 4 rounds behind, then you've got to win by knockout. And I think it adds
another
dimension. I think that, you know, we need to evolve in terms of a sport with the new audience, you know, with that kind of digital interaction. But at the same time, you know, there is an element of the sport where finding out what the scorecards are when the two fighters come together after 12 great rounds is also compelling.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Finally, let's take a listen to your show, Jay. Blimey, scraping the barrel here. The Sports Bar, where it seems that chaos reigns.
Oi, you lot, we're doing a show in here.
What's going on?
Honestly. This is unbelievable. Rufus, again, the producer.
This is national
this
radio,
this is terrible,
lads.
Stuff.
It's Ruf, your unbelievable.
Second time you've come on.
Right, I would, like to tell the listeners, no, I told both Dean and Jason to break 3 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, and this is outrageous.
Yeah?
I was doing a plug for the midnight train.
Well, yeah.
Last time you came, you threw
it's
the script
It's nearly midnight
at me.
Now. Honestly, management have a big problem with all the producers breaking, and I've had to shout
just
into
have
the
a conversation
studio.
There.
Yeah, we were. We're just shouting.
You and Max Scott. It's the midnight train coming up next.
What's all that about? Why did Rufus storm the...
No, honestly, Rufy, terrible last night, mate. Come
what
in.
What time did you break? You broke late, though.
No, I broke a little bit late.
What time did you break? You meant to break at midnight. No, about 11:57. What time did you break?
It was 1:30. Yeah.
Okay, that's late.
Yeah. I broke
I didn't like the way Rufus stormed it, though.
No, do you know what, mate? Come in. I had to tell him off, Stinks.
Good.
It was about 34 past, though. I was a bit late.
That is quite late. But still,
late. But I was having fun
you
with
don't
dinner.
Storm his,
I wouldn't
do
even
you?
Think about storming
no, fine,
his thing.
Okay, I'm glad I stopped myself there. Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm back on Drive today at 4:00.
Be safe, everyone. Wait,
hold on. Oh, you want to finish it now? I was going to give you a little plug when you can be heard. But no, forget it.
Monday.
Is O'Hara back?
Monday. He's
is he?
Yeah, he's back.
Why did you laugh at that?
Because everyone asked me the same.
Oh, did they? Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're glad to see the back of him, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're not recording this
no,
is fine.
It's not going out?
No, oh, mate. Honestly, we wouldn't put this on the podcast.
Couldn't believe my luck, mate.
Honestly.
Honestly, Darren Ambrose, what a pleasure.
Yeah.
Dean Saunders.
Oh, superb.
And Jermaine Pennant.
Oh, three of the nicest people to
honestly, and then I've got that numbnuts coming back next week.
Yeah, they definitely won't put this out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, say goodnight, everyone.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.